And with me in the studio is Ben Preston. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Jen.
Ben, your songs often refer to street life.
Yes, I grew up in the streets. Most of the kids were without one parent or the other, or had trouble at home, and we all spent our time out of the house. We were each other's family. The people there were on low income or unemployed, and the area was pretty violent. I didn't understand why at the time. I mean, I was only a kid.
And how come you started playing the guitar?
Well, it's easy to carry round, isn't it? No. I had this romantic image of myself, wandering from place to place with my guitar, on the road, like Woody Guthrie. Anyway, me and my mates formed a band, and we were soon quite popular in our neighbourhood.
You left school at the minimum school leaving age, didn't you?
Yes. I wasn't interested in school. None of us were. We weren't what you might call academic. No way. My grades were really bad. I suppose I could have stayed on, but there was no point, really. So I just told everyone I was off to find a job, and I was free of the place.
And did you find a job?
No, I didn't even look for one. There was no point. Us kids were society's rejects. We were ready to take on the world, but the world didn't want us. I saw the kids around me feeling really useless, good for nothing, feeling really bad about themselves. I wanted to do something about it, but there was nothing I could do. It just made me angry. So I sit in my room and write songs about it.
So how did your career take off?
A friend of mine saw a poster advertising a cafe where people could read their poetry or sing their songs. I didn't think I was ready, but he persuaded me to go. It went really well, and people started talking about me. Then an agent came to hear me and signed me up.
You've come a long way since then. How do you feel about that?
Well, now I've got money and fame that I never imagined when I was a teen, and I am truly thankful for that. But I'm singing about poverty while living in a fine house, and I'm not very comfortable with that. My excuse is that I have been trying to bring about change. It's an uphill struggle, but you have to try, don't you?
Well, Ben, thank you for sharing your experience with us.
You're welcome.
Now listen again.
And with me in the studio is Ben Preston. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Jen.
Ben, your songs often refer to street life.
Yes, I grew up in the streets. Most of the kids were without one parent or the other, or had trouble at home, and we all spent our time out of the house. We were each other's family. The people there were on low income or unemployed, and the area was pretty violent. I didn't understand why at the time. I mean, I was only a kid.
And how come you started playing the guitar?
Well, it's easy to carry round, isn't it? No. I had this romantic image of myself, wandering from place to place with my guitar, on the road, like Woody Guthrie. Anyway, me and my mates formed a band, and we were soon quite popular in our neighbourhood.
You left school at the minimum school leaving age, didn't you?
Yes. I wasn't interested in school. None of us were. We weren't what you might call academic. No way. My grades were really bad. I suppose I could have stayed on, but there was no point, really. So I just told everyone I was off to find a job, and I was free of the place.
And did you find a job?
No, I didn't even look for one. There was no point. Us kids were society's rejects. We were ready to take on the world, but the world didn't want us. I saw the kids around me feeling really useless, good for nothing, feeling really bad about themselves. I wanted to do something about it, but there was nothing I could do. It just made me angry. So I sit in my room and write songs about it.
So how did your career take off?
A friend of mine saw a poster advertising a cafe where people could read their poetry or sing their songs. I didn't think I was ready, but he persuaded me to go. It went really well, and people started talking about me. Then an agent came to hear me and signed me up.
You've come a long way since then. How do you feel about that?
Well, now I've got money and fame that I never imagined when I was a teen, and I am truly thankful for that. But I'm singing about poverty while living in a fine house, and I'm not very comfortable with that. My excuse is that I have been trying to bring about change. It's an uphill struggle, but you have to try, don't you?
Well, Ben, thank you for sharing your experience with us.
You're welcome.
That is the end of task 4.